This is 97.7 The Wolf. We are speaking with Charlotte Stewart, a.k.a. Miss Beetle on Little House on the Prairie. Charlotte has penned a book, Little House in the Hollywood Hills, A Bad Girl's Guide to Becoming Miss Beetle, Mary X, and Me. And it's going to be released June 1st. I have so many questions for you, Charlotte, and our time is...
Oh, good. I'm ready, Chris.
Good.
I'm ready.
Good. And our time is limited, so thank you. I'm just going to jump right in. About the book, how did, with such a rich and exciting life, how did you decide what was going to go into the book? That must have been quite a process, just deciding,
I had lots of help on that. My friend Andy Dembski, who co-wrote the book with me, I met Andy and his children. We were doing a ballet. We were doing the Nutcracker Suite here in Napa. And we had a lot of downtime, so we would sit basically on the floor of the entrance hall while the kids were rehearsing. And we just talked. You know, I told him stories about Hollywood and me and blah. He said, "You should write a book." No. I'm not a writer. And besides, who'd be interested in, you know, my story? Anyway, long story short, he convinced me, and we started meeting once a week. And so it took us about 2 years to hone it down, and here we are. Next week, my book will be released.
How exciting. You must be thrilled.
I'm excited. My jaw is just dropping open. You know, you just don't expect people to be, or at least I didn't. I didn't expect people to be that interested in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just did what was put in front of me and, you know, stumbled a little bit, had some great adventures and met fabulous people. And there it is now for you to read.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it. I love people's stories because I've always, whenever I meet somebody, I'm like, how did they get to where they are now? What happened?
Yeah.
And because you have had a career in Hollywood and you've met all sorts of people and you're a very beloved character. Well, I've posted it on our website that I would be speaking with you, and I've had phone calls. Can we call in? When is she going to be there? People just expressing their love for you. And that's what I love the most. You are a part of Americana, people's memory, something good about their day. And you're part of that.
I just feel that I am so fortunate. Sometimes I feel like I just fell into some circumstances, you know. I had, in fact, when I auditioned for the part of Miss Beetle on Little House on the Prairie, I had never heard of the book. I just missed him completely. So, you know, I didn't really understand, you know, the character I was going to portray.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, as soon as they did hire me,
yes.
So I had to run out and buy a book, and I thought it was one book. I didn't know it was a series of, you know, mm-hmm. books. So I went out and I bought it, and then the one I got was, of course, in the middle of the whole series, and Mary Goes Blind and the Dog Dies.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a series is this?
Right. One of my coworkers.
I eventually ended up buying all of the books and many sets of them to give to all my nieces and nephews.
One of my coworkers, Charlotte, so loved the books as a child. She would run to the library, and she was such a constant figure at the library. The librarian thought there was a contest at school. She said, no, I just love these books. So then when the TV show came out, there was your first fan.
Oh, great. Well, tell your friend I'm so glad she was there. It's probably why I had such a good career.
That's right. No, Charlotte, when you auditioned for the TV show, do I understand correctly that Michael Landon was right there when you did the audition?
He was, and I didn't know this until I walked in the room. You know, of course, if Michael Landon is in a room with 200 people, that's the only person you see, of course. But if I had the audition, and I walked in the room, and there were about 5 or 6 men sitting around the room. Usually, you know, producers, maybe the director, casting director, whatever. And so when I went in, I looked at the gentleman behind the desk, who I believe was Ed Friendly, the producer, and I said, "Do you mind? Could I sit behind the desk for this audition?" And he kind of went, okay. And everybody shuffled around and changed chairs, and I sat behind the desk, and I made them all be quiet, and I told them to listen. And I think maybe that could have helped me get the part of Miss Beetle, because I kind of took command. Now, I can't tell you, Chris, why I did that. It was instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably why I got the part of Miss Beetle. I took command.
That's right. Were you nervous when that moment arrived? Were you nervous, or were you more excited? Like, I'm really going to do this. I will.
I don't remember, to tell you the truth. I just remember, you know, I as an actor in Hollywood, you go on hundreds of interviews. Mm-hmm. You maybe get 3 or 4 part out of those hundreds of interviews. So you just do them, and then I go home and forget about it.
Yeah.
So it was basically, it was just business as usual for me. Of course, at that point, I had no idea this was going to be a killer series. It would be popular in 120 countries, and we'd have fans all over the world. It was just another interview at that time. So I just went on the interview, I did my part, and then I went home and never expected to hear from them again. And then, of course, I got hired.
I know. And the rest is history.